Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, sexy people that I love. Oh, I so love this time of year. I am a Christmas girl. I keep thinking I'm done, and I am done. And then I go, oh, they'd really like that. I want to get them that, too. I don't know. I just love it. I love giving. I love loving people. I just love this time of year when everybody's so happy. And at the same time, boy, have there been a lot of challenges for people. If you're being challenged right now in any way, know that a lot of these challenges, well, they're saying all these challenges are opportunities to practice being love in response and in the way that we are handling them. So there's big new information. We've opened another portal here. I wish I had the amazing session recorded that this all came in through so you could see the process of receiving the understanding and everything. But basically, the channel is saying we all have a foot in two worlds. Which is really what all this work is about, if you look at it. It's about I want it, I don't want it, right? We have spent time uncovering the limiting beliefs and the fears and the judgments that are keeping us from creating what we want, even though consciously we know what we want. That's an example of a foot in both worlds. But the highest example is one foot in the world of I am God. I am the creator. I am the force. And the other foot in the camp of I can never be God. And we're straddling those worlds, going in and out of those worlds. And we got to, in this private around that, is that we are the light. You know, Christ said, I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the light. I believe, and the channel says, he was claiming that for all of us, teaching us how to claim the I am. So when we are the light, we have both feet in the powerful world of I am God. When we are in our light, No. Correction. When we are the light, we are knowing. And how do we get there? Guess. What we've been being taught for months and probably over a year now. Love. When you take yourself and be the frequency of love, you are the light. And when you are the light, you are love. And you are always then in your knowing. It was very interesting this week. I had one day, and I had five privates. Those privates did not even show up. One of those was our fault around time change. And the last beautiful person, I called them and they said, "Oh yeah, I'm late." I said, "Did you call me?" "No, I'm late." I said, "Well, you'll need to reschedule." "Well, can't we just do a 20-minute? "Well, that's not fair to them. And what I want you guys to understand is as you do anything, you do everything. So if you are disrespecting any other energy, you are disrespecting energy itself. And energy is what you are using to create your life. So a disrespect of energy will make energy move away from you, won't it? If you disrespect the energy of money, you move away from it. Money moves away from you. Most of us are awake enough now to know that we need to and choose to love ourselves so much that we don't allow ourselves to be disrespected. Therefore, you cannot take any disrespect out into the world. Then they took me this morning to number 3 on sheet 1. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in the radiation of my light. And I am the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the hole. I am the charge that creates. That is the same thing as saying, I am God, I am creation, I am the light, I am the love. So again, the first thing in place is you have to choose. And then you have to commit. And then you create through love. And then you invite the universe to create with you all the desires of your heart. Did I leave anything out? No. Is that pretty much the whole picture? You know what the channel just said? Tell everybody this is my Christmas gift. Putting all this information together, this is my Christmas gift to all of you. Oh, I love that. All right, are we ready to go to the callers? Yes. Please have your question ready. Okay. We're going to start with Cheryl in Houston. You're on.
Hi, Dee. I have my question ready.
Okay.
I have not been sick for almost 8 years. And I thought I was having a healing crisis because I went to the chiropractor like your guides told me. So I was all excited, even though I didn't feel well. I thought it was a great sign. And then I realized I was sick as a mofo, man. I was delirious for a couple of days. And I was wondering if your guides could help me understand the opportunity for growth that this illness was for me.
What a great question and phrasing of that, Cheryl. The first thing that they came in is you need to slow down.
I don't think I can go slower.
That's a true statement, and when I say it's hold on, because you said I don't think I could go slower.
Okay.
That's a true statement. It's also a true statement that you could.
Okay.
So now they're taking us to a core belief. This page here, 1 through 5. Okay, well, here we go. I can never be God. They want you to slow down and look at your belief systems around sickness. So I started getting the creeping crud this week. I mean, guys, we do live in a human body, you know, on a plane with germs and blah, 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 blah. That doesn't have to control us, and we are human. So it's a true statement, and I've said this before. Most of us still do not fully embrace that we are in charge and the creators of our health and wellness. A lot of us have gotten it around money. A lot of us have gotten it around relationships. When it comes to health and wellness, we have been taught to defer to another god, another doctor, another machine that heals us, blah, blah. And that's the biggest opportunity. So let's all come together to now and direct in all wellness and health. I am the light and the love that creates consistent health and wellness in body, mind, and soul, which includes your brain, of course.
Can I ask a question about that?
Hold on. Let's balance that first. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. So it is. Yes, ask.
Okay. I'm asking gently, so no Baptist preacher. So when you said, let's face it, we all live in the human world where there's creepy crawlies, something to that effect. Everything in me is like, no. I self-heal beautifully, and I haven't been sick in 8 years. I got this. I don't have it around money yet, but I got it around illness. And so I'm still thinking there's something I'm missing because
when I say, neither do I, Cheryl. And yeah. I did. So when I say there's anything else you're missing, I get a no. And they want you to check in with your little girl and see if she knows it as much as you know it.
All right. And was this COVID?
Was it? Is that the right question? Wow, I get a yes.
Really? Because I am someone who couldn't be vaccinated medically. So maybe that's what it was for. I've been a little worried always that I had to be very careful since I wasn't vaccinated.
There you go. So Worry is a negative prayer. It puts your attention on what you don't want, right? And then,
yeah, but
of
more
course,
mindful than worry. Yeah.
It doesn't help that every time you listen to any newscast or look at a
news
feed,
new COVID coming out. New COVID.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's. I was watching Bill Maher last night. I got to tell you guys, he's really out there for a lot of people, but his ending monologues for me are always right on. And last night he was talking about the negativity.
Yeah.
You know, there's this guy on TikTok who's doing all this amazing thing and building oil wells for people and opening schools for people, and people are judging him for doing this.
Wow.
You know, if you are online and embroiled in any way in judgment about anything, you are not having 2 feet in the world of I Am God. Not in the way we perceive it, through divine love. You can't be in judgment and be in love. Okay?
Okay,
all right.
Super quick follow-up question. Super quick. How often should I go to this chiropractor?
Not the right
question.
It's
quite a financial strain.
It's not,
like
not the
chiro?
Right. Well, yeah, but you don't really want, what your question is really, is he going to help you?
No, it's finances. I can tell he's really good. I just can't afford it.
Well, they all do.
Oh.
So you tell him you can't,
uh-huh.
And you do what you can afford to do, and you see, in the meantime, if we are the light and the love that creates our health, that includes alignment in our bodies.
Okay. Thank
but
you.
But you see, and this goes for all of us, Cheryl. We're trained to go, well, I better get to the chiropractor. Well, I better get to my medical doctor. Well, I better get to my heart doctor. Before we ever direct what we want. Start loving your body.
Yes. You're going to laugh. When I first got really sick, I was like, yay, this is a healing crisis because my body is magnifying what that chiropractor did. And I was thrilled for the first 3 days.
Okay,
and then
Cheryl,
I got wore down.
Yeah, but Cheryl, what you just said is you have a belief in healing crisis.
Oh, look at that.
So if
okay.
you have a belief in healing crisis, you're going to create
okay.
one. Oh. All right,
you,
there
please.
You go.
Love
yeah,
you. Bye.
This was very powerful for all of us. Paula, what do you got?
Okay, last week I called in about this neck pain, and the channel suggested I could find a homeopath in Mountain View. And I found somebody, and I just want to confirm that this would be a really good fit, I guess you'd say. I mean, I feel excited about it.
Yes, but what do you mean by a really good fit?
Somebody that aligns with, I guess, when I my beliefs, I guess you'd say. And, you know, she's like, doesn't, you know, like, just enough. I don't even know how to word it because I feel like
okay,
it's like
well,
a guide.
Okay, well, I do. What you want
okay.
is the highest choice of person that will help and, what's the word? Oh, it's right off here to my left. Stabilize and encourage the alignment of your body and tissues, muscles, etc., in the highest way to create the health and wellness that you want. That's what you
absolutely
want, isn't it?
Okay,
it is she? I get a yes. She's a good match to that.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, but you see, both of you guys, and I'm just lovingly using you both, Cheryl and Paula, neither one of you could express to me exactly in words what you wanted. And that's what I want to encourage all of you to do. Sit down. Don't think, well, I kind of want an issue. Exactly what do I want? Exactly.
Yeah.
And then feel love into that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, baby. Uh-huh. Thank you. You bet, sweetheart. Mitch, British Columbia, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. My question is the house I discovered last week, which is currently for sale, is that my new home, or is it an example of what could be after my money is here?
Dear God. Okay. First of all, the home is a good match to you. Second of all, they want to remind you wherever you go, there you are. So,
right.
Your home is you, Mitch. You can be at home on the street. You can be at home in a mansion. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So, if I understand you correctly, you want to know if you should buy this house.
I'm sorry, if I should what this house?
Buy this house.
Yes. Even though my money isn't here yet, but I'm having a feeling that this is my new home.
Okay. And, Mitch, if you don't have the money to buy it, this home can represent everything you want.
Exactly.
There's going to be a lot of homes, baby, that you love. So they will not answer that definitively, because on this plane, you need to have the money to buy the house. Unless you can create some very creative way for them to accept, do you understand, the deal that you
yeah.
make. So it is possible, they're saying, if you think out of the box, to come up with creative offers. A creative offer that they might accept. And your job is to just feel joy and love around what this house represents. So if it's not this house, it's another house. Or if it is this house, a way will be made for you to get this house. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You sure? Okay. That's your answer. You get you in alignment with being the light and love of the perfect house that you love. And then it will be this one or another one. All right, my friend. Thank you for calling in, Mitch.
All right. Thank you, Dee. Merry Christmas.
You bet. Yeah, you too, baby. Gina, what's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to follow the theme of, I'm trying to get back to my phone. I'm going to follow the theme of having something that I don't want, which is some sickness. And I want to know what it is, and I want to know what the emotional cause might be, and I want to know why it came. Like, what's the lesson?
Well, the emotional cause is why it came and is the lesson. So do I have to know what? No. Okay. This page here. Yeah. Okay. We're back to it again, guys. I can never be God.
Okay.
Well, it's up, guys. We're going into a new year. We want to create that year with as much power in our lives as possible, don't we?
Yes.
Okay. So when I say you know you're the God of your health and wellness, it goes to no.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we have to start, Gina.
Okay. So I listened to Paula. There's a lot of good stuff in there. So when you say that.
When I say what?
Well, that I'm not the God of me. I'm saying that I'm not the God of me around my health. What do I need to get into alignment then? Just
the love of
like
your health. Right
okay.
Now you're trying to fix you.
I know.
Which you
don't
love.
Like things,
no, none of us do. Okay, so how many times do you think you guys have heard, well, you know, it's a season for the flu.
Yeah, exactly.
Flu and COVID and RSV, they're all getting more in the hospitals. You know, if you don't, the minute you hear that, go, not in my life, babe. I'm creating health and wellness, and I claim the simple formula by the flame golden light. If you don't nip it right there, it gets into your subconscious. We're just in the process of, again, making a huge jump of consciousness into this living in this awareness.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. You got it?
So we know it came... Yeah, but I have to say something that I think is how I undermine myself is I think I look at it as an excuse to slow down. It's like I use it to create speed bumps.
Yeah.
Because I know I have all the stuff I want to do before the end of the year, and I think, oh, okay, now I have to slow down and take care of myself. And it's been – and so, you know, and then it's frustrating because I created that, really.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm getting what I wanted, which is to slow down. But why do I need an illness to do that? Why don't I just slow down?
Because you don't give yourself permission to do it without one.
Oh, God.
And I'm testing that. That's a true statement. And there are so many of us, along with you, Gina.
That's so beautiful, though.
Life is going too fast, guys. I said to Lauren the other day, as soon as I finish one thing, three more calls come in that I have to deal with.
Yeah.
You know? So let's all come together and direct the balance, because that's what we're looking for. But we are the light and love. That is the balance, not
That's
the
good.
Sickness. Okay? All right.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You bet. Yeah, thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
This is Emily, first time caller. Hello, Virgin Emily. How are you?
Hi, Dee. Yeah, it's
my first time.
Sweetheart. I'm not sure if I'm going to ask the right question, but.
That's okay, baby.
How do I get what I want? I'm trying to get that with my boyfriend so we can spend the holidays together. And I mean, do my affirmations and stuff, and I just don't know what the blockage is.
Well, the first thing that came in is that your boyfriend is not a good match for you as far as respecting and honoring you. Is that a true statement?
No, not really. I don't think so. I mean, the relationship has been really, really good. It's just that he just had some stressful time at work affecting him.
Is it about work? Baby, I get a no on that. This is this is really a private session, Emily, but let me see what the highest thing that you can do to get back with your boyfriend is to love and respect yourself. To ask yourself, what do I need? What do I want? Not in connection with him. How can I love myself more, respect myself more, honor myself more? And this goes for everybody, guys. The more we love, respect, and honor ourselves, the more our lives change and we magnetize to us what we want. So the more you do that, the more it's possible for you to reunite with this gentleman. Just be aware that you are directing that yourself and he and all energy respect and honor you. All right, baby?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was trying to get a session with you, but you're all booked, so booked. You don't have anything open.
Yeah, we just ran the Christmas special, and it booked up in 2 hours. So what I would do, Emily, is and all of you, is I would write Lauren and say, please put me on the wait list. If someone cancels, I would mm-hmm. like to get in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or book the first one that you can book, and then also ask Lauren to call you if something opens up. Because it mm-hmm. often does, guys. Okay?
So are you saying I just need to work more on, like, the self-concept? Is that what I need to work on?
Respect and love and honor yourself. Where can I respect and honor and love myself more every day?
Okay.
But do it for yourself, not to manipulate him to coming back into your life. Do it for yourself, and then your life magnetizes to you everything and everyone that is in harmony with that, Emily.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks for calling in, baby, and welcome to the community.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Hold on. Let me see somebody that, oh my gosh, Alberta in Canada. I haven't heard from you for a while. How are you?
I'm good, Dee. How are you? Happy birthday. And
thank
belated
you.
Belated happy birthday and Merry Christmas.
No,
you
it's
years,
coming up.
You've got a few years to catch up to me, as in seven, but you'll get there.
Hey, age is just a state of mind, babe.
I know that.
What's your question?
I'll just throw two quick things at you. Sometimes I'll get a pain in the neck, and then other times what I'm more concerned about is around the ankle on the left foot. There's a lot of varicose veins, which I've never had before, all in that part. I'm able to work on them, and then they go pretty much away, but then they'll come back. Just curious, on one of your shows you mentioned, and that could have been a virus with someone, and with the foot, is it just overuse, overwalk?
Okay, are we going to the foot first? Yeah. The energetic cause behind the foot, core belief, is pain. Oh, my God. I can never be God. I swear to
the
God, you
show,
guys.
Oh, my God, the whole show
I'm not.
This.
Yeah, the whole show is this. So, but that has to do with everything, you see? If you don't know that you are the creator, the chooser, the light, the love that creates everything in your life, it will affect anything you're trying to create, right? Okay. So they want to go to another core belief here, this page, here. I'm scared to death to be here.
Wow.
This is a little weird and off the chart, so don't go into reaction. Here equals close to death. So you
that means I'm close to death? No.
No. It means you have allowed yourself to experience consciously or unconsciously the fear of getting close to death. And guys, at our age, we do. It's a reality.
Okay.
You've heard the expression, one foot in the grave?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on with your foot.
And how do I get rid of that?
Well, we don't get rid of energy, ever. You can't. You redirect it. So, both my feet are dancing in life and creation until I choose to transition or leave or whatever word feels good for you. But there, did you like to dance, Alberta?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they picked that. And I resonate with that also.
Yeah, and so, I still do. I mean, I love dancing. I'll dance around the house myself.
Yeah, so that is what we are directing ourselves and our lives to be until we decide, all right, you know, I'm leaving now.
Okay.
We want to live and dance and be happy and fun. And I'm getting a lot of information on you really need to go have more fun, Dee.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay?
I do. And with the neck, that's nothing. I think that's just...
An adjustment would help.
Okay.
And energetically, it's about turning your head to see clearly what you want, which is the vitality of you.
Okay. Yeah, I turn the head a lot to work on the vagus nerve, but then, you know, they say you should get a yawn, but I don't get a yawn when I do that, so maybe.
Okay, again, where are we giving our power? I don't know who they is, but you know that all health.
I read that somewhere a long time ago, and every once in a while I'm like, oh, yeah, I should try that, but I don't remember what it was.
Starts with the light and the love that you are. You are the creator of it. That doesn't mean we don't reach out to people who are trained to help us on this plane. That's not what I'm saying. And what I am saying is do your work first.
Exactly.
And consistently. All right, baby. Great to hear from you again.
Great from here to you, too. And you have an amazing holiday. It'll be joyful because that's what you are. Thanks, Sue.
Thank you, Alberta. Oh, yeah. Every year I take a lot of my girlfriends to a birthday lunch, and it's one of our favorite days. And Stone accompanied us. You know that we were there 3 hours. That little grandson of mine didn't cry, didn't whimper. He was just in for the party. Okay, Wilma, you called last week and I didn't get to you. Yippee that you called back. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, this has been a really, I probably wasn't meant to be spoken to last week because this call seems to be literally beaming at me with everybody you speak to. So,
I get a yes on that.
My issue is the pain in the tooth, which used to be excruciating, but now that I've taken the amoxicillin for it, which is the first time in 45 years I've touched anything prescription-wise, I have a belief that my body needs to be fully mobile as part of my mission on this earth, even though I don't know what that is yet. So I realized
I do. Your mission on this earth, guys, your mission on this earth is to be happy.
Oh, I love that.
That's why we're here, to learn to be happy and to learn to create with energy. All right, so what's your question, Wilma?
And that's okay, and that's exactly part of what the issue is now. I kind of like giving myself a hard time for allowing this tooth thing to manifest, because I realize my body is supposed to be fully intact, and I believe I can heal it energetically.
You can.
And
listen, I want you to email me which tooth it is. I don't have time to go into the body book right now, but in the body book, you literally can go to the tooth and it has the energetic cause behind it. So will you follow through and do that? And I promise you I will get back to you with with exactly what it is. It has something to do with biting down. But that's a metaphor. Okay? Something you don't want to bite into.
Yeah. When I realized that this thing in the tooth was energy that I'm trying to release for abundance, but my body doesn't want to let it go. I actually had a vision of a dog's teeth clamping down.
Uh-huh.
And I heard my mother's voice saying, Wilma's like a dog with a bone. And I overheard her say that once many decades ago. So I got it.
Okay. Yeah. You're right on. You are right on, Wilma. Good for you, dude. You are right on. So can you let go, doggy? Yeah, see.
Yeah.
Let go and let the light of you heal you. But, you know, if my dog has a bone and she won't give it to me and I keep trying to get it, she doesn't enjoy her bone and it drives me crazy. Nobody wins. Let go. Wilma, let go.
Can I ask one quick question?
Quickly.
So what's the truth for me right now? Because I'm really living in this, what you're saying in this particular call, that being the creator and whatever, I need to get myself in alignment with being the love and light of being in perfect health and vitality for me.
But you see, you can't do that if you're judging yourself for not being there.
Okay.
And that's what you're doing. Can you hear when you talk about it? You have a lot of judgment toward yourself for allowing this to happen.
Absolutely.
Love yourself whether it's happening or not. You know, guys, a little two-year-old that's trying to walk, we don't look at him and go, you're such an asshole. Stand up. Why are you falling down all the time? But that's what we do to ourselves, right? Let go and love yourself. Goodbye. You got it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Sometimes laughter's the best medicine. Rose, you also called last week, and I didn't get to you. Hi, baby.
Hey, Dee. Thank you.
You bet.
I wanted to just check, let you know about the synchronicity. So yesterday morning, I have a morning playlist I listen to. So I'm in bed early, and Happy Talk comes on, which is on my playlist. And then I was like, oh, that was the song when I was on hold last week that was coming up, too. So, I never look at my email in bed, but for some reason I did, and your
E-Blast was all about Happy Talk.
Yeah, your E-Blast came up for dreams, so I'm like, oh, that Happy Talk, wow. So that was back from last Sunday. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know, that was just like, wow.
When, when it comes in two or three times like that, that's a big message from the universe. So what do you need to talk happy and dream about more?
Well, my question was actually going to be about my son, who's 37, and his body's presented with this horrible psoriatic arthritis, and he's in such pain and skin condition.
Yeah, don't let that take you down, Rose.
Okay.
And you are.
Okay. Yep, I'm concerned,
okay.
Right.
Well, sure. And I empathize as a mother. You know, anything that happens with our kids, you know. And the channel is giving me for you what they gave me. I release you to your own divine I am presence. He must create himself, Rose, but they will give you the energetic energy behind what the arthritis is about. Again, here's a little bit of a theme. He's like a dog with a bone. He won't let go, and he's trying to control pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Does this resonate with you or not?
What's up?
Does this resonate with you about him, that he's likes to control?
His relationship has really been a struggle.
Yes. He's trying to control that. He's trying to control his health. He's trying to control the money. He's trying to control everything. And when you know, everybody just do this with me. Let's say you have something in your hands and you think it's life or death and you have to hold on to it. Everybody do it with me. All right. And there's strings going out from your hands and people are pulling the strings, but you've got to control it. You've got to hold on to this. You've got to hold on to it. You've got to hold on. What does your whole body do, Rose?
Oh, it's stressed one way and then the other, and struggling.
And that's what's going on with his body, honey.
Okay.
It can't hold on to everything. He's got to let go and start focusing on what he wants. He's trying to save what he wants from what he doesn't want.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole body is becoming rigid trying to do that.
Okay, that's very clear.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. Good question.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So basically the highest thing I should do is just hold him in love?
Yes, and talk to his energy, guys. You can talk to anybody's energy and they get it. Sweetheart, relax. Let go. Let go and focus on what you want. And you don't have to use namby-pamby spiritual words with him. Go, sweetheart, look, let's focus on what we want. Right now, we want a body that feels great, that moves easily, right? That feels lucid, and we want a great relationship with your woman, and we want to love money so we get more money. Let's start focusing on what we want and letting go a little bit. He'll hear you,
and I think,
Rose.
And I think, and also, like you said earlier, we're here to have joy and fun.
Yeah.
Not struggle.
We're here to be happy and to learn how to direct and create with energy.
Right.
We were given free will. we can use that free will in any way we so choose. Do you understand?
I understand that completely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, and happy goodness.
Thank you. I heard you. Thank you. Yeah, my birthday's this week. It's the 14th, and I've already started partying. Why not? I'm a party girl. Gabby said that when she was 4, when our nanny came back. She said, "Oh, Kristen, I'm so glad you're back. We've got to plan the Valentine party." And Kristen said, "Oh my God, Dee, we just had the Christmas parties." And Gabby looked at her and she said, "Yeah, but Mom and me are party girls." So everybody on this call, let's claim right now, I'm a party person, baby cakes. Woo! I'm going for it. Let's say it loud and proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.